Hi, and thank you for joining us today for Destigmatizing Urology, an official podcast series from Urology Times. As we all know, stereotypes and misleading information circulate within the field of urology, and these miscommunications can negatively affect doctor-patient counseling and decision-making. This series destigmatizes topics in urology alongside clinical experts to help listeners practice more efficiently and foster better relationships with their patients. I'm your host and Urology Times assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Alexandra Dubinsky. She discusses the undertreatment of female sexual dysfunction and how urologists can be more attentive and helpful when managing this condition. Dubinsky is a female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery fellow at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. Can you start off by describing some stigmas associated with female sexual dysfunction?
The first thing I would start is that female sexual health is an orphan topic. There is no place for that in any of the already formed medical specialties. There is no place for it in internal medicine. However, primary care providers do treat male sexual dysfunction and comfortable prescribing Viagra. There is no place for it in OBGYN, and like majority of the OBGYN programs, they do not offer female sexual health in their curriculum. And because OBGYN considered to be a primary care field, there are so many boxes needed to be like checked during visit that there is literally no time to address sexual health, vaginal health. So in urogynecology, you would think that sexual function and dysfunction would be considered as one of the outcomes of the surgeries and treatments, and urogynecologists would know everything about it, but it's not always the truth. And in urology, traditionally, urologists addressing general urology and male sexual function. And again, we're skipping this like a large population of women, and nobody talks about them. So basically, female sexual health, it's up for grabs. So whoever cares enough, who feels passionate, step up and learn everything that's already out there, collaborate with other people who is in that field and who is more interested in helping women. So it's a new growing field. Another stigma is that women are afraid of talking about sexual health. I yet to encounter women who wouldn't be very like willing to talk about sexual health. They usually so excited and so like into it that finally somebody asked them, somebody, they have someone who's going to talk about it. And I do think it just, we think that it's uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable just as much as you're going to make it. The more simpler, the more like everyday topic you're going to approach it, the easier conversation will be and the more you will be able to accomplish. And there is this like notion that female sexual health is so complicated. You don't have enough time. Let's not even go there. It's complex, but as long as you like honest with yourself and with your patients, they're like, okay, I know this part and I know what to do with this. This part, I'm not so sure, but I know the people who I'm going to refer you to, or let me go find out and I'll help you. And it's also fine to like not wanting to deal with that. But as long as you can tell the patient, hey, you have sexual health issue, I'm not the person for you, but I know the one professional who will help you. I'm going to give you his or her information. I think that would help tremendously a lot of women.
And so how do these stigmas that you've talked about impact the management of patients with this condition?
I think it's very under-recorded, like in medical records and in general, like the general numbers that we find in literature. It's very like underrepresented because a lot of women would just don't ask. So we're not going to know. Also, those barriers that we're facing on a patient side, because they think, oh, nobody really cares. Nobody really asks. If I have an issue, maybe just me who have an issue. So knowing that other women encounter the same kind of makes you feel a little better that you're not alone in that. And for providers, again, too complex, too much time. I don't have that. I can't learn it. I never learned it. This subject just basically escapes. And the more women speak up, the more providers speak up, I think the more society, like in general, like being aware and health, so like sexual health literacy actually increasing, the more advances we can make in that area of medicine.
What advice would you give to patients in terms of overcoming these stigmas at both an individual and a societal level?
It's always important to ask, to search for answers. And even if you meet one provider who would say, oh, I don't know, or like drink a glass of wine, you'll be fine. You shouldn't stop there. There are plenty of doctors who are actually capable of helping. And the more you ask, the more likely like you will find the one who will help you. And also, majority of doctors feel uncomfortable when patient asks them and we don't know what to answer. So it's a really like high probability that we're going to come home and we're going to search for the answer. So the more patient ask, even if we don't know, they will patient basically prompting us to learn more. So I think it's very important to keep asking, keep like speaking up for yourself. I think also supporting the companies, and it's unfortunate, but a lot of advances in the field of female sexual medicine comes from like pharmacological and device companies that doing research, and it's not as widely acceptable for like academic people. But I think also listening to what those company make, like also take it with a grain of salt, but just build your knowledge. The more you learn from social media, from like books, the more you ask. I think increasing this awareness of female sexual health and pleasure, not only like STDs and pregnancy, it will help a general society to advocate for themselves and advance the developing of new medications and treatments.
And so what would you say is the urologist's role in destigmatizing female sexual dysfunction?
Treat female sexual dysfunction the same way if you treat and approach male sexual dysfunction. Make it a priority. Ask questions. And same way how we ask men, how's your erection? You can same way ask, how are you lubricating? How's your orgasm? Is it same amazing orgasm? Or if it's getting a little muted, be a little more open and acknowledge that that's a very important part of health. And if you acknowledge it, and if you talk to women, I'm sure they're going to love you. They're never going to leave you, and they're going to keep going back. And as much as you can help, I think every urologist should do it. And also knowing someone in your area who is treating female sexual dysfunction, it's really helpful because you always can call them. You can always email them, refer a patient. And I think that will help providers and patients.
And lastly, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
Majority of female sexual dysfunction is treatable. You might not cure some conditions, but you definitely can help manage those conditions and live a fulfilled life. And again, if you don't really want to take care of it, it's completely fine. Just be honest, tell patient right away, and have a person who you can always refer to. And I think that would be the best thing. And if you want to learn, there is a great society, one of the best societies I ever joined. It's an international society for female sexual health, ISHWISH. And there are so much important information where any provider can learn. It's very simple, very like to the point, and it's amazing.
Be sure to subscribe to Destigmatizing Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest clinical perspectives and practice management advice by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.